You're listening to a download from the outdoorstation.co.uk. Number 441.
Hello and welcome back to part 8, the final piece of the 8-part series, which covers my April 2017 120-mile walk on Devon's lovely coast-to-coast path, the Two Moors Way. Whereas all the previous episodes all recorded on the walk itself, along with an interview with Cicerone Press Two Moors Way guidebook author Sue Vickers, this one is solely dedicated to the gear I took and used. The audio is from the video clip I recorded the day after I got home, as I empty out my rucksack, sharing my thoughts on each piece I took. The full video of the walk should be live very soon, and if you'd like a reminder, please join our newsletter on the outdoorstation.co.uk website. Of course, on the website you'll also find more photos and information and links to places, accommodation, and anything else which may make your journey on this route easier. You can also add any feedback to the podcast series, which is always appreciated. As I mentioned before, it is a lovely walk and will remind you of all the magnificent beauty the UK has to offer all year round. Well, I've literally just got off the train from Barnstable after my walk from Wembury to Lynmouth. And before everything gets taken out of the rucksack and thrown into the wash or distributed back into the various boxes it came from, I thought I'd go have a quick run through of the items and any comments that I might have from use. So obviously we had the Silverback, the new pack from Gossamer Gear. Okay, perhaps slightly heavier than I'd like it to be. I did a couple of modifications to it to make it more useful to me. I took the lid off, which was here, and put some shock cord, zigzag some shock cord to enable it to be closed better. And then the strap that holds on the lid, I changed. There's two males normally, a male there and a male there. I changed the male for a female, and that enabled me to then use it as a compression. But to be honest, really, it's not that well thought out, as the top of the pack here should be a roll top compression like that. And all it needed was a couple of female clips, and you could clip that down and clip that down and pull the pack down neatly. So I find that a bit odd. The other thing is the attachment points where the brain is obviously I've just tied them out the way here. These two things, and as you're walking, they're just flapping all the time and just banging you on the back of the head. So I really don't understand the logic of what they've done there. So I think a little bit of a few improvements to the pack, and it would be a reasonable pack. So let's just empty out the pockets and do things externally first. Okay, so in the large outside pocket, which has been very useful, what have I had? Well, obviously I've had my buff and cap on a continual basis, just randomly pulling things out. This is the Montane spine smock, which was absolutely brilliant. Loved it. Not very heavy at all. It's got a tiny pocket there, which is about big enough for a phone, and that's about it. But what you have got inside, turn it inside out, you've got a couple of quite sweet chest pockets here, which I did presumably designed for gels or that sort of thing. I mean, obviously, with a name like the spine, I presume it's associated with the Pennine Way race, the spine race, and to be honest, absolutely perfect for it. So, fantastic smock. It's become my favourite piece. There's a lot of Montane stuff in all this, just because it's always worked for me. Montane, I think it's a great brand, and the products on the whole are bang on. Montane mitts, over mitts, very, very small, very, very light.
Yep, I use those a few times. The great thing about them is that they literally weigh very little and pack down to nothing, so they were good. What else have we got in here? Buff, of course. I had a couple of buffs. Where's the other one? It's around here somewhere. Gaiters. These are the old RAB event gaiters. They don't make them anymore. Why not? They are the absolute best for anybody using trail shoes or perhaps ankle boots. These have been the business. They've lived a few years. You can see they've had a fairly tough life, but they're still going strong, and I've always found them fantastic. Just brilliant for stopping crud and dust and muck getting into the ankles of your trail shoes. What else we got in here? The Spine Montane again, Spine trousers. What can you say? Yes, they've taken now place of my old Berghaus Gore-Tex trousers, which I've always used. The only thing I would say about them in practice, when I use waterproof trousers, I always leave them unzipped so you can get into them quickly. It makes a big difference. However, one of the issues here is they have this Velcro strap, which is great for closing the leg and keeping it obviously closed when you're perhaps having it slightly ventilated and open. But the tendency is, as you're putting your foot into the trousers, that will suddenly stick and your foot gets that far and then you start to stumble, which could obviously end up being a bit of a rip. So when you put these on, always remember to keep pulling off that Velcro tab. What else have we got? Pack cover, just an old pack cover. It's a belt and braces thing. I tend to chuck it on just in case. To be honest, most of the times it's not really needed. A pair of Outdoor Designs sticky gloves. Use those most of the days because it was chilly starts. Sealskin socks. I'm not a fan of sealskins because generally they stink when they're wet. However, having said that, I was fortunate on this walk because the weather was fairly good on the whole and I didn't really need it. Where I would have used these wasn't so much wet grass in the morning, but more going through really muddy stiles where cattle or sheep had been gathering and turned the gateway into a real gungy, horrible, muddy mess. So it'd be more of just a convenience thing. But as luck would have it, weather was on my side, didn't have to do that. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Couple of odd bags which I stuff things in. The good old toilet trowel. You've got to have a toilet trowel, and yes, I did use it on several occasions. Cheap plastic, but very, very sturdy. And inside there, I've also got some in a plastic bag, some hand gel, a lighter, and some paper. So that was useful, very useful, and needed. I'll put that, sort that out later. Right, on the outside pockets, what do we have? Obviously, I've packed them away, but the Trailblaze, the Mountain King carbon fiber Sky Runners, Trailblaze poles, absolutely fantastic, very, very light, much sturdier than I give them credit for, and I obviously used them on several occasions to pitch the tarp, so that was great too, so that was excellent.
The Outdoors Station is a free media entertainment service dedicated to the self-powered outdoors enthusiast.
In the side pockets, I'd normally keep my iPhone, which had Route Buddy on, and when it went off the map, because the Route Buddy map for South Devon, North Devon doesn't quite take in the whole route, I use the OS app. Which is absolutely brilliant. Very, very quick, fires up and gives you GPS reference, OS map reference, and also a compass as well, which is quite useful because I had a physical map, which I'll show you in a second. So I knew I had to be going in a certain direction, but it was a great confirmation. So that was, that app is really, really good. And the other side pocket, usually I'd have munchies and stuff like that in here, but obviously I've eaten those. I just had a little bottle of suntan lotion, which actually was factor 50 and really, really useful. So that was excellent. And of course I had the travel tap water filter, travel tap water filter, which I carried and used once. On the last day, or the last day but one, I think it was, there was a lot of open ground across Exmoor. Weather was getting warm. I thought I was going to wild camp and need water, so I stopped and took it from a stream and filtered it through this and put it into the platys that I had. I didn't actually need it at the end of the day, but it was useful to have. It was reassuring. It's one of those reassuring, you've got it, but I hope you don't need it jobs. Okay, so let's disembowel the pack. As I say, the stuff has just come back, so if it's dirty or filthy or smelly, you'll know why. In fact, talking of which, yeah, the trail tights. I've got the Embers Merino t-shirt, which I say, sadly, Embers is closing, but the t-shirt's been really, really comfortable, perfect all for the whole trip. Slightly smelly in the armpits, but that's me more than the t-shirt, and actually it doesn't really pong too much. Montane trail tights, absolutely brilliant, really, really good. Just right. When it's warm, they're not making you hot and sticky, and when it's cool, they're just enough warmth to, so enables you to keep moving without feeling like you're going to overheat if you exercise too much. I'll come on to the trail shoes in a second, probably very last. There's a couple of things I want to say about the trail shoes. So we have the generator, the Rab generator smock. Yeah, fantastic. Wore it when obviously it was really chilly, wore it to uprate the sleeping quilt on the couple of nights when it got down and it was around the zero mark, but yeah, brilliant. This is my bag of bits, so I've got spare glasses here, and then inside my bag I've got one of these clever little foldable USB chargers with a twin socket on the back, and that's great because it keeps the prongs out of the way. Obviously the various leads, some spare batteries, spare SD cards, and a little USB charger for the camera. And that was good. I've managed to reduce that down over the years to something that's much smaller and convenient to pack. Obviously in a bag for belt and braces. talking of which, we've got the Panasonic Lumix FT3. Panasonic Lumix FT3. I took all the pictures and all the video on that with a little UltraPod as the main support. A great little combination. Obviously not the best pictures in the world, the best video in the world, but it is one of these tough cameras, and I've used it in pouring rain and all sorts. I'm just not scared to use it and chuck it about, to be honest. The compromise is not broadcast quality images, but certainly plenty good enough images, hopefully, which you've seen already. And then I was also carrying on my shoulder pouch my Tascam DR05, which is the MP3 recorder that I use for most of my podcasts these days, and I had a little small plug-in tie mic which I plugged into this for the video sections to get better audio. So have a listen to the audio podcast, see what you think of that. What else we got in here? Got the head torch, which was normally in one of my pockets, and then various clips and bits to hold everything together. In a plastic bag, the Two Moors Way book, written by Sue Vickers, who I also interviewed on the trip as well, on the audio podcast. So if you want to hear a bit more about that, do look that up. But very useful book. But as luck would have it, I'd sort of normally start walking and then look afterwards what I should have really paid more attention to. This was my, what was in here? Oh, this was probably my wallet. Just a wallet, just a waterproof bag, so that if I stopped anywhere and I needed to grab some money, I just used to grab that bag out of it and everything else was fine. I wasn't really worried about anything else. Small first aid kit. That's one of the Ortlib small packs, very useful, got everything in there I needed. As you can imagine, there isn't an awful lot in there, but just plasters basically, painkillers, and probably a small compact bandage or two just in case I had more of a serious injury. My wash kit. This was perhaps more elaborate than not. First of all, the two most vital things. Obviously that's two Nalgene pots. but Gerwell Foot Cream. Foot Cream and Refreshing Balm, which is available on the Backpacking Light website. I just squirted some of that into these. Foot cream in the morning, refreshing balm at night. When I had time to do that, it was absolutely brilliant. Really did refresh the feet and also prepare the feet for the trip. Just a small toothpaste, small toothbrush, some wet ones, wet wipes. Always useful for a quick freshen up to see if, make sure you're not smelling. Small bit of the MSR micro towel, which is in here, but that's just a small one. I just use that as a flannel, so I just scoop that into a stream and give myself a quick wash. And if you listen to the podcast, that's the Avid Razor. The Avid Razor was fantastic, and I think it's been discontinued because Gillette have put a cease and desist on them for whatever reason. Presumably they've copied some sort of, infringed some sort of copyright, but what a brilliant backpacking hiking tool that was, and it gives a really good shave too. So that was my wash kit, which was probably more elaborate than some people might take, but hey, I'd quite like to try and smell nice if I can. What else have we got? Right.
Podcasting around the world. It's all about getting out and having much more fun. This is the Outdoor Station.
That and that go together. So that is my entire shelter and sleeping system. So in there I've got a backpacking like solo tarp. So that's the solo tarp and a dozen pegs and four cords. That is my bivy bag, which I made, and it's also a Neo Air. Full length Neo Air is in there. So those two were my two items. So I kept near the top so I could quickly whip the shelter up and then shove the bivy bag down and crawl in and keep warm. So I was quite pleased with that. There's the MSR towel that was the full length towel, which I didn't actually use at any stage. What else have we got? This is a gift that keeps on giving. Montane prism trousers. Again, combining it with the RAB generator smock. These are lovely little insulated trousers, and I've realised I've got a big piece of something unpleasant on there. Insulated trousers, which I tucked on at night when I felt it was going to be cold, so that combined with the generator smock worked well. Getting to the bottom of the bag now, this is my cook kit, which may be a little bit elaborate perhaps. It depends if you want to class it as ultralight or lightweight. So, a double layer pot cozy using the twin bubble system, inside of which we've got an Evinrude frying pan and main pot, inside of which I've got the solo stove. So the solo stove is a wood burning stove, that sits inside here quite nicely. These are non-stick pots. Yes, I did cook on here several times, well, a few times actually, thinking about it. I did, when I stayed at the one farm, let me have some eggs, so I did cook some eggs. I was going to use this and take some eggs with me, but the weather didn't allow it, so that wasn't really needed. It was a bit more of a gimmick and a bit of fun, really. Had the weather been a little bit warmer, things might have been different. And then the rest of the cooking gear that goes with it. We've got all this, yeah. Folding spork. Hammer O card for igniting the fire, little silicon scoop, little whisk for scrambled eggs or exotic meals. That was a tiny bottle of cooking oil should I fancy myself as a bit of a cook. Flint and steel and a couple of sort of little scrubbers and, oh yeah, a tiny bottle of organic washing up liquid. So what I would do is have a cook the meal and then boil water again with some of that washing up liquid inside it, and that would clean the pan out, which has always been a really good system and that works well. So let's put that away in there. Yeah, you know, if you want to be critical, yeah, that's heavy, that's bigger than I needed, but it depends what type of food you take with you, really. 2 1-litre platties. Used them a few times. I think on the podcast you'll find that I actually carried too much water with me for too many times. Obviously it's better to have them than not, but I used them definitely on that last night when I filtered watered into them. That's what remains of my food. So that's in a, what are they called? Ziploc bags made by, I've forgotten the name of the company now. But anyway, they do arrange these tough Ziploc bags, which is great. And that there's about, well, there's plenty of tea and milk in there. There's some smash. There's several meals. There's probably about three days worth of meals in there. So when that was full, it would be about twice as thick. And that was about 7 days worth of food. This was my mug and rehydration pot. So obviously just a standard MSR mug. And that was for when I rehydrated my food. I'd put the plastic bag inside there, add water to it, and then that would start the food rehydrating during the day. And then I'd just need to heat it through at night. Again, it's sort of an optional extra, really. What have we got here? This is the Thermarest Alpine Quilt. It should have been the Chorus, but it didn't arrive in time. So that's in a compression sack and a roll top sack to keep that warm, keep it dry. And finally, my bag of spare clothes, which consists of a Montane Primaloft shirt, the name of which escapes me. But anyway, it's the long sleeve zip neck one, which I wore when I wanted something clean towards the end. Spare pair of briefs, dirty pair of socks. The only thing I didn't wear on the whole trip, shorts. I took them with me, but I didn't wear them. Just never quite got warm enough. And then a possum hat, which I think I got that from Embers Merino as well, actually. And that's so warm, it's really nice. But it's great when you're quilting to have a nice warm hat on your head. But I think I only actually used that once as well. What else? Finally. The only comment I've got to make finally is the shoes, which were the Rocklite 280s. You can see around here I added, using Free Sole, I increased the rand just to protect that from falling apart. However, there's a nice hole started there. And the same on the other side too, which is really annoying considering all I've done is walk 120 miles in these, not through the roughest terrain in the world, and I find that a bit disappointing. But this is the curse of, in fact that's got some marks on it too, of Innovates unfortunately. They're brilliant shoes, they fit really well, they're great for trails, but unfortunately they're not built as well as they used to be. Okay, well, hope that wasn't too long and laborious for you, but that's basically everything as it's arrived back from the trip. I hope you've enjoyed the videos, and I hope you've enjoyed the podcast too. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed the Two Moors Way series. In Lynmouth, there is a book to sign in the Exmoor Information Office, which dates back to the official opening many years ago. On average, I calculated about 150 to 200 people sign the book, which of course doesn't include those who didn't know about it or those walking the other way. So as you can see, it is a popular route and ideal if you only have a week to spare. We have lots more coming on the Outdoor Station soon. So keep checking the website, join our newsletter, or put your podcast software on auto update. And we will be back with you very soon. Until then, bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To hear or see more from our extensive free library, please visit theoutdoorsstation.co.uk.